Hey, and welcome back again. So, this is video number 34. Change is okay if you embrace it, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And I've walked around the conservatory, and I'm back in this position for today. But yesterday, we talked about becoming one with nature and all the beauty, and, you know, looking at the leaves falling, smelling the fresh air, not rushing around, taking our time, people watching, you know, all sorts of good things that, you know, we tend not to do because we're too busy. Because we're going, I've got to get here, I've got to get there, I'm rushing around, I'm stressing myself out, oh my God. You know what I mean? Just take time out sometimes. Unpack your car on the top of a hill. Breathe in the fresh air. Just enjoy it. It's a big old world out there. Don't save it just for when you go on holiday every year. Enjoy it every single day. Beauty all around us, everywhere, architecture, buildings, people, animals, birds, even pigeons, yeah. I don't even know they do poo on you. But anyway, right, today is about change, yeah. So I've always worked in change within IT, yeah. So when we come in and we mess around with their systems and we chuck everything out and we give them brand new systems and all this sort of stuff, you know, resistance to change is just massive. Because people get into a routine, they don't want to change. You know, it's like if you used to go into your local supermarket and it closes down and you have to go to some other supermarket, you know, you don't like it because you're like, where is that? I'm used to walking up and down the aisles, you know, I know where the bread is, I know where the milk is, all that sort of stuff, you know, small things like that really impact people because everyone is resistant to change. But when you embrace it and you go, if I change this in my life, then that could change this, could change this, and it could change this, and it could change this, all for the better. Yeah, because change often has to come because we talked about education previously. We said about, you know, the way people are educated, you know, the news is different nowadays. The internet gives us a load of information. We're much more informed nowadays about things that, you know, we're rapidly moving into a different society with different technology. And that technology is amazing because it connects us in different ways. You know, it can either be a good thing or a bad thing sometimes, but, you know, things like this allow me to connect with you. You know, Facebook allows you to connect with your family all across the world and everything else. So when you look at change in a positive light, change is always good because otherwise we get stale, we get stagnant. We get used to compromising in life, and that's why we become unhappy. Because we sit there and we go, well, actually, this is okay. It's not too bad. It might get better. But what happens is it doesn't. And we end up feeling the same every day for what could be years and years until we actually change it, until we go, no, I've had enough. I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to be like that. I need change. I want to embrace change. I'm going to change everything, do you know what I mean? Change your haircut, change your beard, you know, whatever it is. You know, sometimes change is amazing. And if you look at it in the most positive light, then things do get better. You know, look at me, I'm still living here on my own. You know, the change for me was massive this time. Again, you know, my daughter is my favorite little friend on the planet. But I can't be with her anymore. And that hurts like anything. You know, but she lives with her mum and she's really happy. And when she comes to see me, she's really happy. And now I've got a new beautiful girlfriend with a beautiful daughter as well. You know, she's going to have the opportunity of change, being embraced into a new family, into a new loving environment with a big sister, you know, and lots of opportunities for her. But that's exciting for her. It's not something that is bad. It's exciting because we learn to tell her how to change. We learn, or I teach her that change is exciting, you know, and what the benefits of change are and what it can bring. And if you make changes in your life, it may be hard at first. Everything is hard at first. But if you stay positive, if you have a plan of what you're going to do and what the end result is, change is fantastic. You know, it is fantastic. Just embrace it. So go and think about all the things that you think you could change that would make a positive impact in your life. And don't try and do them all in one go, because that won't work, yeah? Set your goals short, sweet, and achievable. And just work through the list one by one, you know. I want to change this, I'm not happy. Change it. Change it. And if you don't like the change, then go back to the way that it was. Yeah, and then you might realize that the change was good and you don't like where you were, so you want to keep the change. Yeah, but if you don't try and change, you'll always be thinking, well, what if I did this? Well, what ifs aren't the best way to live your life. Change is the best way to live your life, yeah? So think about it, yeah? Make good changes, sensible changes, and be awesome. And I'm sure when those changes come to fruition, you'll be smiling, just like me, yeah? Okay, so the next video is, if you don't know it, learn it, okay? So I'll see you in the next video, all right? You take care, have a great day. See you soon, bye-bye.